This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network. Well, right after the ink dries on his lineup card, manager Rocco Baldelli sits down to chat with Chris Atterbury. Their confab is brought to you by UCare.
Another beautiful Saturday night here in downtown Minneapolis, joined by Rocco Baldelli. Game 2, Twins and the Toronto Blue Jays, and it seems like every day brings us another great pitching matchup. I'll start with Jose Berríos on their side after Kevin Gausman last night. Sometimes the schedule works out where when you get the probables for a series, Rocco, they're young guys at this time of year for a team that's just called up or at the back end of a rotation. I feel like you've been catching the front end of every rotation over the course of about the past month because Gausman, Berríos, I mean, there's not a soft spot on that apple.
No, it feels like that, but again, sometimes that's the way things go, and you have to deal with it, and you have to go out there and win regardless. But we did it again. We it's probably 5 or 6 series in a row, it feels like, at least, where we're catching some very good pitchers every series, not really missing too many of them. And we get Berríos, who you know is going to be very excited to go out there and pitch against us. So we're going to have to combat him with the same type of energy and go out there and try to take it to him.
An incredible job of your guys executing the game plan yesterday at the plate, not chasing. I think there was one swing and miss on a splitter the whole game, spit on some really tough pitchers, not just the splitter against Gausman to eventually warm out that 2-0 victory. What's the game plan and the key facing a guy like Berríos, who has a very different arsenal than Kevin Gausman?
Yeah, he does. He's going to go more east to west. He does have a four-seamer that he's going to use and try to get above bats, especially with two strikes. He'll do that. He'll stay down, 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 in and out, and then go up and try to ride it up. But he's going to do those side-to-side type of things. So you're going to have to look for the ball on one side of the plate. You're going to have to eliminate some pitches, and you're going to have to take what he gives you. And that's it doesn't necessarily mean just trying to slap the ball the other way. That means looking for the ball on one side of the plate and driving it in the direction that you're looking for it. So I think that's something that we can certainly do. I think that our left-handed hitters, we've got a few more left-handed hitters in there today, and got them all trying to work Berríos. So that's our approach right now. We're going to have to see how he handles things on his end, though.
You talk about east-west. I'm glad you brought that up because it allows you to kind of expose another level of these nuances you guys deal with putting lineups together. Do you look at some particular hitters and say the way they swing, the way they set up, they are maybe better suited for an east-west guy than a north-south guy and vice versa?
Well, we definitely look at those things. We look at them all the time. Those are not absolutes, though, and not every guy that's east-west and not every guy that pitches up and then down is going to handle things the same way. This is going to have the same look. And sometimes those release point angles are just as important as what the stuff actually is. So we try to factor all those things in to put the best lineup out there.
All right. Well, here's hoping you ace the Blue Jays here today. I think that is the name of their mascot. So we get a little mascot double entendre there to wrap up our show. We'll send it back to the studio.
Yeah, Chris is correct. That is the name of the Toronto Blue Jays mascot. Berríos coming off a season-high 7 2/3 innings and picked up the win Monday at Fenway. Opponents are hitting just 184 with 60 strikeouts off of Berríos' slurve this season, but 10 of those hits off of that pitch have been home runs. Rocco's pregame comments brought to you by UCare, people-powered health plans. Teresa Maurer is talking commercials, including some in which she had a role alongside Joe. That's in our Road to Cooperstown, and it is next here on your home for Twins Baseball.